She looks good up there on the wall, doesn't she? We're celebrating the feast of the Visitation. I want to share with you a meditation on Mary. I've come to a point where I like to think about Mary between the lines of Scripture. So there is Scripture. I don't want to invent on it. I don't want to replace it. But you'll have to agree with me that there are things that happen between the lines. So, for instance, when Joseph said to Mary, "We have to go to Bethlehem," that's about, I don't know, maybe 90 miles south of Nazareth. And she must have said to him, "Joseph, I'm 8 months pregnant." And he said, "Mary, we have to go. I need you to get up on that burro." Tell me that conversation did not happen. You cannot convince me that conversation did not happen. It's not in Scripture, but you try and convince yourself that conversation did not happen. You see what we're talking about? Meditating between the lines. Looking at the story between the lines. Luke is gifted at brevity. Let's take time to fill in what had to happen. So, for example, when Mary was first visited by Gabriel and told that she was with child, and she says, "I don't know how this is going to be because I don't know any men." And he's telling her at first, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. In the very beginning, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord's with you." And she says, "Do not be afraid." You know she was startled. What was she? 14, 16, you pick the years. It's not important. She was young. She'd never been married. And here's an angel appearing to her. She was a faithful daughter of Israel. Let's give her that. And he tells her that if she accepts, that the Holy Spirit will come over her. Remember, Mary was not raped by God. There was no violation here. You have a faithful daughter of Israel who loved God. And there's some beautiful poetry and songs that goes between the lines, like, "Mary, all of creation is holding its breath, waiting for you to say yes." And then she says, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." She accepted, she embraced, she received. She was not violated. Very important between the lines. And he says to her, "And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren." Now, this woman, we know from earlier in the chapter, is in her 80s. It's impossible for an 80-year-old woman to conceive and bear a child. And we learn from Gabriel himself that by the time Gabriel is speaking to Mary, Elizabeth is already 6 months along. And so where is Mary after Gabriel goes home? She is beginning her first week, right? Now, you have two women here who need each other desperately. One of them a very young woman with something that's happened that has never been registered in their nation's history, in their religion, ever. She's now pregnant in a way that is so mysterious, she doesn't even know how to talk about it. We read later on that by law, that she should be stoned. Who can she talk to? Who on earth can Mary go and talk to? Her girlfriends that she grew up with, her cousins? She can't talk to anybody. Well, that's already been taken care of, because her cousin has had an impossible pregnancy happen to her, and it's obvious that she needs help. An 80-year-old woman, pregnant in her sixth month. And Mary's not showing yet. She's not burdened yet by her pregnancy. She's a sweet young thing, full of energy and youth. Just exactly what is required by this 80-year-old woman in her sixth month, her last trimester. Elizabeth is taken care of by God, because God sends Elizabeth, this young woman, who of all the women in the universe, of all the women in Israel, is one of the few people, probably the only person beside her husband, who could help her, Elizabeth, understand the mystery that she, Elizabeth, bears. And here she, Elizabeth, is this wise woman whose husband is a priest in Jerusalem. They live just a few miles outside of the city of Jerusalem. And Mary goes to be with her. Mary needs that wise woman like we need air and water. Mary didn't do this herself. She didn't do this alone. And the gospel tells us how long she stayed with Elizabeth. She stayed there for her entire first trimester, which means she was there right up to the time that Elizabeth gave birth to John the Baptist. And once the baby was born and Elizabeth was out of danger, Mary was entering her second trimester, time to get back home. Well, she has now escaped any of the problems of stoning that would have happened. She's betrothed already to Joseph. She's been gone for 3 months, and she can safely go back to Nazareth in the care of her family. It is magnificent how God has woven together the lives of these two women. There are no other people in the world who could have understood each other and helped each other, talked openly, and prayed together. Elizabeth was the only person Mary could talk to so openly, with the exception of Joseph, and Mary needed a woman. And Elizabeth needed a young woman, strong woman. And God gave them both just what they needed. You see what I mean about reading between the lines? This visitation is a beautiful meditation. Go between the lines with Mary once in a while. Let's stand and pray.